It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I brought a baton today. Yes, I'll show you. That's called a baton. I borrowed it from Marlon Barnett. You know my friend Marlon. Well, she has a friend who knows how to do all kinds of fancy things with batons. Marlon told me one thing to do. She said, hold your thumb near the end that is the ball. Now, this is the ball, the big one, and the little one is the tip. Ball and tip. You put your thumb in the direction of the ball and then just make it go like an eight. Make it go like an eight. Like that. I've been practicing, yeah. Batons remind me of parades. You know how they go along like that? The parade. When I was a boy, my whole family liked to make up parades. Oh, we'd march all through the house. Do you ever make a parade with your family and friends? I remember when my boys were little, I wrote them a song, a marching song, that they could just march with. I'll play it for you. Here's a piano here. And this is the song that they used to march to. Your own marching music just by singing it. You know, you can go. Do you sometimes take turns being the leader of the parade? It's fun to be the leader of the parade, but also it's fun to be at the very end of the parade. Maybe that's Marlon now. She said that she'd come over and she'd bring her friend. If it is, hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. This is Lisa. And Lisa, this is Fred Rogers.
Hi.
I'm glad to meet you, Lisa. Will you come in?
No, there's more room outside. We better practice here.
Fine, let's do it.
So I'm still practicing.
Well, Marlon, I was showing my friends what you showed me about the... Marlon showed me about the eight.
The figure eight, right. Take it over and down, over and down. Right. Would you like to learn something else?
I sure would.
Okay, we'll learn a flat spin. Hold the baton straight out from your shoulder.
What's it called?
Flat spin.
Flat spin.
We're going to pretend that the tip is a spoon.
The tip is a spoon?
Yes. And you're going to stir a bowl of soup around and around. Get a bigger bowl, more soup. That's it, around. Good. That's a flat spin.
Hey, that...
Whoops.
How do you keep from hitting it? Oh, like this.
Okay. Would you like to learn something else?
Yeah, just a second. I want to try that once more. Oh.
Oops.
That's good exercise for your wrist, too.
It sure is.
Okay, how about an arm roll?
Arm roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold your left arm straight out. Hold the baton down by the ball this time.
Down by the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight out. roll it over, and we're going to say hi with your right hand and grab it.
You mean like this?
Uh-huh. Say hi and grab it, right.
Hi.
Roll it over, say hi, and grab it. There you go. Has to move really fast. Oops.
Sorry. Let's see now, this way. Boy, you have to be careful with these things, don't you?
Yes. Good, that's excellent.
Oh, that's good.
That's
You're
fine.
Picking up fast.
I like that. Stir the soup, and then over the arm. Well, let me try again. Over the arm and say hi. You see.
It takes a lot
you
of practice.
You mean by this, like
yes,
that? Grab it
hand.
Like that.
That was a better one.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Would you like to learn something else?
Mm-hmm.
Hand over hand.
Hand over hand.
Right. You start with the ball on the left side. Both hands are palm down. Good. Turn your left hand over. That's it. Around. Cross over the hand. Right. Grab it. Leave go with the right hand. Twist it over. And you're back like you started. Turn the left hand over. Around. Turn it. Good. A little bit faster. Right. That's a hand over hand.
Oh, you catch on fast.
Oh, I
just
like
learned this
that.
One today.
I like this. Oh, but you can just do it so fast. How long have you been working at this, Lisa?
13 years.
Really? When did you start?
When I was 4 years old.
4 years old.
Oh, Fred, you should see her.
I'd
She's
like to
good.
See. Would you do something for
yes.
us? Maybe using some of the things that you've shown us.
Okay.
Will you?
All right. Just move over here so I have more room.
All right. We'll watch from here, Lisa.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. I really like to do that.
Oh, I like watching you.
Isn't that great?
Great?
She
oh,
is.
Going all around like that? Well, you must have practiced an awful long time.
About 4 hours a day.
Really? See? It takes a lot of work to do something well.
That's right. And she promised she'd help me with the majorettes at school. So we want to get back to school, okay? So we can't stay.
Well, this is yours. I must give it back to you.
Right. And since you gave me back mine, I have something for you. Can you guess what it is?
Looks like rolled up newspaper.
Certainly is. Very tightly. Okay, it's a baton.
Oh, you could use it Hey.
That's it.
I'll practice with this one.
Good. And I'll keep on practicing, too.
Good.
Thanks for the lesson,
thank
Lisa.
Thank you.
And thank you for showing us your beautiful work.
I enjoyed being here.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marlon.
Bye.
Come in. This is a great kind for in the house. Yeah. Pretend baton. Let's have some pretend make-believe. Let's make-believe some more about King Friday trying to keep people near. But let's have him finally understand other people's feelings today. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Forward march! Aberlin and Negri, return to the castle.
Company, halt. 1, 2.
Soldiers do not dance, Negri and Aberlin.
Oh, yes, they do too, Uncle Friday.
Not when they're on duty.
Yes, sire.
Negri and Aberlin.
Yes, sire?
Where is everybody today?
Oh, I think everyone must be in her or his respective home.
I mean, they didn't escape, if that's what you're thinking, sire.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was wondering...
Uncle Friday, no one wants to escape. We all like it here.
Yeah, if we aren't allowed to come and go, it sort of takes the fun out of it, sire.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly is quiet here. Rather silent, you know. Somewhat sad.
Oh, Uncle Friday, I knew that...
Get out the drum and the trombone, soldiers. We'll have a lively neighborhood as soon as there's a little parade to entertain everyone.
Drum.
Step to it, yes.
Yes, sire.
You know, the drum and the trombone.
Mm-hmm. Easy, lady, up there you go.
Yes, that should do it.
I'll get the trombone.
That's good. Very good. Yes, officer. Where is everybody? Why didn't they come out and be happy when they heard that marvelous parade? It's so quiet again. Nobody's doing anything. X isn't flying around. The museum isn't moving, the platypuses aren't swimming, nobody's at Daniel's clock. Oh dear, I'm beginning to think I have made a bad rule.
You could change it, Uncle Friday.
Kings can change bad rules.
But I like my neighbors. And I don't want them to leave. I want them to be safe and healthy. That's all.
Well, then, Uncle Freddy, I have an idea.
Oh, good.
Well, why don't you say just that? Simply that you like having us all here.
Oh, really? That's such a simple thing to say.
So much the better.
Well, then... Edgar Cook. Oh, yes, King Friday. Hello, all. I would like to send a singing telegram. Yes, Your Majesty. And what should it sing? Well, how about no more permission needed for travel? Stop. I like having you here. Stop. I want to help you if it's possible. I like having you in this neighborhood. I like having you here. Stop. Shall I sing it back to you?
Yes, please do.
No more permission needed for travel. Stop. I like having you here. Stop. I want to help you if it's possible. I like having you in this neighborhood. I like having you here. Stop.
Oh, that's splendid. Yes, splendid.
Well, I will go now and sing your message to all your people.
That's very good, Edgar. Very good.
Uncle Friday, that was a fine telegram. Oh. Any chance that we could sing it with you?
Oh, well, I suppose so. Of course, yes. No more permission needed for travel, stop. I like having you here, stop. I want to help you if it's possible. I like having you in this neighborhood. I like having you here, stop.
Oh,
yes, Niece Evelyn, yes, lovely.
No more permission needed for travel, stop. I like having you here, stop. We'd like to help you if it's possible. We like having you.
You know, parents often say to their children, please don't go away from home without telling me. They say that because they want their children to be safe. You see, it takes a lot of growing up to be able to manage the things that happen when a person is away from home. Did you know that parents sometimes get scared? Well, one of the scariest things for grown-ups who care about you would be if they didn't know where you were. You see, they want to take good care of you. That's why they sometimes think, I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little, too. Now, I take care of you, and I like to think that I'm helping to take care of you too. There's somebody at the door. I'll take my pretend baton with me. See who it is. Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you? It's nice to see you.
You have a load of books.
I have a big load of books, and I
can help you.
Well, let me sit them down over there. I'm on my way back to my bookmobile. It's a busy day.
Oh, great.
But I wanted to drop by for two special reasons.
This is my pretend baton.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, I've been learning some baton twirling.
Oh, I used to enjoy that when I was a girl. That's a good thing to use, though, that newspaper.
Yeah.
Very good thing to use.
What do you have here?
These are books for my bookmobile, and it occurred to me that you and your friend might never have seen my bookmobile.
Oh, that's true. Do you have it outside?
I have it inside.
Oh, in the film.
This can,
oh,
sort
let me
of.
Show you.
It's a film.
Let me show you this film. You drive it, don't you?
I drive the bookmobile, that's right. And I take books all over town into the country.
Well, will you tell us about it while we watch the film?
I will.
Come along. We'll put it in picture here.
Okay.
Let's see Mrs. McFeely's bookmobile.
I love this movie. There it is, a beauty. Lots and lots of books. Going out of the garage and into the city.
Now you take all those books in that great big van so that people who can't get to the library too easily can come to your part of the library, which is the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm. We drive into the spot at the right time and we set up our little library on wheels.
You have to keep careful records of all the books and who takes them out and brings them back, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We're ready. We open the door for the people. children and parents and grandparents.
Bet they're glad when you come.
Oh, it's exciting for me, I know that. These children are bringing back some books. Now they'll get some more.
Do you park at one place very long?
Oh, 3 or 4 hours sometimes. It's a quiet time for reading. All kinds of books. That's my partner.
Big books, little books, hard covers, soft covers. Books about sports, and art, and zoos, practically anything you'd want to know about, huh?
That's right, Mr. Rogers. One of my favorite parts of the job is helping children find just the right book, and I love it when they ask for help. Lots of ways to carry your books home. And we drive away to our next stop in the country. Bookmobiles go to the country or the city. And away we go.
People are fortunate to have you and the bookmobile, Mrs. McFeely.
Well, I'm fortunate to be able to drive it.
Who's that? Excuse me a minute. Somebody at the door. I'll be right back. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, your wife is here.
I just stopped over to see if Betsy had a certain book. The bookmobile office called. They wanted to know if you had the book about painting, the history book of painting.
It's right here. Why? Why do they need it?
Well, they need it. Someone's waiting for it, Bets.
Well, we better go.
All righty. Do you need a hand there?
Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Rogers, a bookmobile book. A little child told me that they liked it very much, and I wanted to share it with you.
When We Were Very Young, by A.A. Milne. May I borrow it for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Return it to me anytime. I have a record of it already. David, could you help me with some of these books?
I certainly will, dear.
You take half, and I take half. We'll go off to the bookmobile together.
There we go.
We saw the film about the bookmobile.
Oh, just great. It's a fine film.
Sure is. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good day.
Good day, Jean. Speedy delivery.
Right. Bye-bye. The McFeely family. They fine. Oh, this is a book that I read a long time ago. When We Were Very Young, it's called. In fact, I think there's a poem in here. I know there is somewhere. About somebody making up a rule. Here it is. James, James, Morrison, Morrison, Weatherby, George, Dupree, took great care of his mother, though he was only three. James, James, said to his mother, mother, he said he, you must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me. That reminds me of King Friday the 13th. Did you ever make a rule like that for somebody you loved? I like reading to you. And I know it's often fun to listen when other people read. Being able to read to yourself is good, too. That way you can find out all the things that books can tell you. Of course, learning to read takes lots of practice, and also it takes people who want to help you. When I was a little boy, I had a teacher who helped me to begin to read. I can still remember how proud I was when I knew what those words said. And I could read some things to the people who had always read to me. Books are wonderful things. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special week for me. You know how. By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.